Now, both Steve and Kelly, you were presenters on the 5x5 stage, and 5x5 is kind of morphed into what's now Start Garden. But with the 5x5 Start Garden, how do you think that that's helpful to the entrepreneurial culture here in Grand Rapids?
I think outside of the people who have actually presented in either 5x5 or have submitted their ideas to Start Garden, it's kind of started this idea that starting small is a good thing and a great thing. And I think it gave a lot of people the confidence to start talking about ideas they've had and created this culture of, well, yeah, I'm doing this right now, but I've been thinking about this, and this is really cool. And people start to latch on to that, and you build teams of people who are working on things. And I think it's created a lot more people who are confident in speaking about ideas that they have that maybe they've kept quiet because it's not big enough, or they don't have everything put together, or they think it's going to take more capital. But having the idea that you can start small, and once you start spreading
plant
word,
the seed.
Planting the seed, exactly.
Sure.
I think it's definitely created a lot more talk about that in Grand Rapids, which I think is a very good thing to getting things going.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I know, unfortunately, you weren't one of the winners. Is that
correct? I was.
Oh, you were a winner.
Yeah,
okay.
Last night.
Okay, because I know you were, Steve. You were one of the winners. But what I also think is interesting is that some of the folks who were not winners, they've gotten funded just by the simple fact that they got up on the stage, they got their idea in front of an audience, so people came up and said, yeah, hey, I like that idea. And I want to help you out with it. So I think that that's the other great angle out of that as well.
Well, and we look at, you know, if you look at the the West Michigan entrepreneurial and innovation community, we're not, for example, Silicon Valley.
Right.
And so, you know, you ask the question, well, what would it take to become Silicon Valley? And, you know, there's going to be a set of steps. It's not going to happen overnight.
No.
And so we're making those steps. You know, we're creating opportunities to start small. Both the investors and the innovators in town are learning that process in new ways, especially around technology. And that will continue to grow. And so what may start off as, you know, $5,000 investments this year, 5 years from now, it might be that it's a whole different process and the investments are much higher.
Sure. Absolutely.
One of the cool benefits that I've seen come out of Start Garden is, I mean, right away, right after it launched, like five of my close friends who just never really understood what I did and were never, you know, I was always one of those like, he plays with computers types of things. You know what I mean? Right away, they're like, oh, I have this idea. I want to submit it to Start Garden. You know, it's like this. It has to do with dogs, or it has to do with pickles. I don't know, whatever. But, you know, all of a sudden, there's these people who never had been thinking about ideas before.
But now they are.
Yeah. So to Kelly's point, I mean, that's just so huge. That's how connections are made. And I think that's really what this has the potential to create.
It opens up a great conversation.
Exactly.
Sure.
And so these happy accidents can happen between somebody that's interested in, you know, in X and Y coming together to create something really cool.
Right. This is Paul Jendraziak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Ryan Vaughn of Varsity News Network, Steve Frazee. He's one of the founding members of TEDx Grand Rapids. He's also involved in a variety of entrepreneurial pursuits and consulting work that he does. Kelly LaCoy of Uptown Kitchen. So what do you think in general is the entrepreneurial climate here in Grand Rapids?
I'm going to go with positive, growing, developing levels of sophistication and across multiple domains. You know, there's a smart zone up on the hill that's promoting life sciences. You've got a Start Garden. You've got some stuff that's happening over at the factory where people are focusing on technology.
Sure.
And we're developing these cultures, these individual cultures. And it's new. It's new, but I think it's coming along.
You know, we're really young as an entrepreneurial culture. But I spent some time in Chicago recently, and they were talking about the genesis of the Chicago startup culture. And I think they're a couple years in front of us, but it was really interesting to see the kind of things that they were talking about, how they started, were really similar to the kind of stuff that's happening right now in Grand Rapids. So yes, I mean, I think that we're pointed in a good direction. To Steve's point, we're taking those steps to create the kind of culture that I think we're all aiming toward. Mm-hmm. But we have a ways to go, certainly, to equal a Chicago, much less a Silicon
Valley.
Sure.
And it seems at one point we really had an entrepreneurial culture. I mean, if you look at Amway, you look at Steelcase, mm-hmm. a lot of these businesses, but a lot of this stuff was manufacturing based. Now it's kind of turning the corner and going in a new direction, it seems, with that.
Well, and an additional direction.
Yeah.
Right. And we still have.
Oh, sure.
We still have a lot of strength around advanced manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely an area that when people are looking about how they can be entrepreneurial, to look at the strengths that are already here in the region
mm-hmm.
and go, really, how can I leverage what this region is already really good at?
Right.
Because that's a huge input.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the state and the city and the state have a variety of resources that are really focused on some success. And someplace today is the governor talking about economic gardening. I think it's at the Amway.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole concept of economic gardening is really getting a lot of mileage.
Sure.
So apparently, I mean, we're all into agriculture now with the Start Garden and the economic gardening and stuff, too. So I think we have that going for us.
Kelly, what are your thoughts on the culture of entrepreneurship here in Grand Rapids?
I think along with what Stephen Ryan said is it's kind of rumbling right now. You have a lot mm-hmm. of people talking about it, whereas maybe a year ago, year and a half ago, people had a lot of great ideas and people were doing things, but it wasn't so heard about in a lot of other, you know, across neighborhoods and across the city. And now it seems like everyone is talking about Start Gardening and mm-hmm. who's doing what and what's new. And I think everything from brick and mortar businesses to technology, and everyone has kind of found their unique place to speak out about what their ideas are.
Right.
Which I don't think necessarily I saw a year or 2 years back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think kind of the ball got rolling, maybe almost with Momentum, which you were part of, Ryan.
Yeah.
And then with 5x5 Night and now with Star Garden. So it seems like it's been a progressive thing over the last few years with all that.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you can almost watch the growth of what is now Start Garden, you know, starting with Momentum and then launching 5x5. And they've almost like sandwiched the two together and added a third step beyond that. But I mean, you know, it's really unique what Start Garden is doing, and I think it mm-hmm. has the potential to create some significant wins at the top level, some successful companies.
Sure.
But ultimately, at this stage of Grand Rapids and West Michigan's development, I think it's more important the micro investments at the $5,000 level, just because it gets people talking.
Right.
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 And that I think is the key here.
Right. Now, Steve, you basically kind of touched on innovations, but what's innovative here in Grand Rapids? What's catching your eye in West Michigan that people are doing that's innovative?
Well, Start Garden, obviously.
Sure, definitely.
There's a certain thing that I pay attention to, and so I don't see everything, I should say that, because there are a lot of innovative things that I just don't see. I'm interested in the way people are innovating to make a positive difference.
Okay.
In the world around them. You know, you were talking about food justice, mm-hmm. right? Actually, so can I ask her a question?
Oh, absolutely.
Why are you doing what you're doing?
I think that there's a lot of disconnects that have been made with the way the food industry has changed in the past X how many years, long mm-hmm. time. And I think that people are starting to go backwards and realize that they've become so disconnected to what is put on the plate. And I think that local food producers who are, I mean, working out of the kitchen and creating new things, they connect to that, but also the farmers who have been around for a long time and bring their food and work so hard to bring it to markets. And now there's things like FarmLink and the co-op where they can get it into restaurants and schools and hospitals. And I think that there's also food deserts in Grand Rapids. And there's a lot of great organizations that are working towards this. And it's just the one thing, like you said, that's the one thing I happen to pay attention to is food, because it's something that I'm more passionate about. So I think there's things like Food Circles, which is a recent, they presented at a 5x5. So they're a recent, more of a tech startup that's very focused on food justice and working with existing restaurants and bars and things in Grand Rapids to put food on the plates of people who wouldn't have food there otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And that's there you go. That's the example. Thank you so much.
Sure.
That's a great example of what I'm calling social entrepreneurship.
Sure.
That I think is very specific.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's turning into something, you know, around the world, but there's a real sense of it here where I'm seeing people say, I want to solve that problem,
mm-hmm.
and I want to solve it by creating an economically viable system.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that part of innovation and entrepreneurship, I think, is brilliant, and I think there's a lot of it going
sure.
on here.
It's a win-win situation.
Well, I think we're leading here. here. Mm-hmm. I think if you look at what's going on around the country, there's something happening in West Michigan that as it develops, people will begin to look at us and go, they're leading in that.
We can be the model for that.
Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. that's true.
You know, there's another interesting thing that I've noticed, and I think it plays to our region's strengths, mm-hmm. is there are some very, very large companies, you know, the Amways, the Steelcases, the Wolverines, and so forth, who are investing heavily in entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. or specifically, I guess, in their case, intrapreneurship, mm-hmm. right? Mobilizing, you know, tactical or strategic innovation teams that their whole goal is to come up with something disruptive that can, you know, can supplement or can even disrupt their own core business mm-hmm. To continue to innovate. And, you know, coming from the genesis of those earlier companies and how philanthropic they've been and how much they've given back to the Grand Rapids community, just kind of dawned on me that, you know, starting from there, I guess it's not surprising that there is this sort of social entrepreneurship undercurrent in Grand Rapids because of that tie-in from those big corporations.
Right, right. Yeah, it's kind of catching a wave, it seems.
Yeah, yeah, and having the as a startup, having those resources just so close at hand, like the human centered design teams, and like Grid 70, for example, mm-hmm. it has all those four companies in it that are just doing some incredible mm-hmm. things and getting to a level of depth that as a startup sometimes it's tough to.
Right.
I mean, that's just such a huge resource for us to tap into that I don't think many places around the country have.
Mm-hmm. And there's also the stuff that's going on at CEI at GVSU. Did you do any work with them?
I did. Yeah, I used to work at CEI. Shout out to the Center for Entrepreneurship.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's innovative.
Yeah, they've really stuck their flag in the ground around, you know, capitalizing on what makes West Michigan, West Michigan, as opposed to, and very intentionally different from Silicon Valley or, you know, Silicon Alley in New York or anything mm-hmm. like that. Capitalizing on the region's strengths as opposed to trying to be somebody that we're not.
Right, right.